Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast. Praise Him. Praise Him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for being patient with me. People, God had some technical difficulties, but we are back, and God is good. Amen. So I don't want to belabor the time any longer. As I said, the Lord had laid up on my heart, amen, to do series on fear and overcoming fear. For those of us who God has saved, God has brought forth, amen, He's given us a call. He's given us a purpose and a vision. Amen. You know He's spoken to you. You know He's spoken into your heart. You know He's given you something to do. Amen. But yet many of us are still waiting. We're still looking. We're still seeking. We're still unsure as to our footing. We're still unsure as to what to say, what to do, when to do. Amen. And sometimes the enemy has just set up for many of us seeds. He's planted seeds in our lives at different stages of our walk where he has planted seeds of fear, seeds of doubt, seeds of unbelief. That's about the best way to say it. And for some of us, God has already spoken into us and has said, listen, I need for you. I've spoken to you. I've given you dreams. I've given you visions over it. I've given you prophetic words. And yet many of us have become frozen and we have become stuck. Amen. But this is the season, more now than ever, where we have to become unstuck. We have to do whatever it is going to take for us to come into fullness and to fruition, for us to come into the manifestation, the promises of what God has already spoken to us some time ago. We can't remain, people of God.
We cannot remain in the same state. No longer can we remain in a state of fear, frozen in time, frozen from just frozen in existence, in other words. You're not moving forward. You're not moving back. You're just stuck. You're frozen. And as long as you're staying in that place, the enemy torments you. He just torments you because you know that you should be walking in the things of God. You know that you should be in a place, amen, where God has already ordained for you to be. How long shall the word of the Lord come? How long shall he tarry with you? How long shall he tarry with us, constantly trying to push you, get you to move forward, tell you it's going to be okay, tell you it's going to be all right, tell you, it's, you know, you are the great one, you are mighty, his hand is upon you, this, that, and the other. How long will God have to really deal with us? Huh? I mean, let's face it, many of us have tremendous, mighty calls on our lives. I'm not talking about those of you who are new, who are coming into knowing who you are and understanding whose you are and understanding the voice of the Lord and learning it on a daily basis. It's not you who I'm speaking to tonight per se, but I do want you to listen, because if you can see where the enemy lays his traps at, then you won't fall into the same mishaps that others have fallen into. People have sacrificed, amen, the call upon their lives because of fear. People have literally self-sabotaged themselves for so long until the anointing of God has just lifted up off of them, because they just refuse to move. They refuse to go. They refuse to be who God has called them to be, and they have become completely stuck. He's wooed, he's begged, he's pleaded, you know, come, you know, get it together, do it right. Come on, daughter, come on, son, you can make it. This doesn't have to be. You can come up out of this. You can be who I've called you to be. And yet they would prefer to listen to the voice of fear, the voice of doubt, the voice of unbelief, so that they can remain stuck. And because they have done this so long, eventually the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, just lifts up off of them. It does. It just lifts up off of them. And then you never see them come into the fullness of who God really ordained them to be. And it's a miserable place to be, people of God, because what will happen is that he lifts the anointing off of you. And because God cannot lie, and once his word goes forth, he has to, it has to perform, it has to create that which what he sent it to do. It has to manifest. The anointing lifts up off of you. Amen. And then he puts it on somebody with less than you have and will do more than and greater than what you could have done with it yourself. And then you sit back and become angry and bitter because you're watching someone, amen, something that you should have done, should have been doing, should have accomplished, and you're watching somebody else do it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because now Ichabod is written over your head. But I want to encourage you that for those of you who are fighting, and all of us, let me make this completely clear tonight. Every last one of us, if you are a child of the King, every last one of us, you have to understand that the enemy hates you with the very passion, the very essence of his being. And we all have a thorn that is going to be assigned in our side. Just like Apostle Paul had a thorn, and he prayed 3 times for the thorn to be removed. And God spoke to him and said, but my grace is sufficient for thee. Every last one of us, every man of God, every woman of God, amen, who is truly called and anointed by him, we all have giants that we must slay. We all have giants, amen, that have been assigned to buffet us. Don't think for one moment that you're going to get saved and I defeated this foe, and I shall never, ever, ever see it again. No, they go just like the enemy did Jesus. Satan did Jesus. He went away for a season. But know this, people of God, that each and every one of us have giants that are assigned to dispel us, giants that are assigned to us to buffet us, enemies sent by Satan himself to trip us up, to keep us from pursuing, obtaining, completing, pushing forth the kingdom of God. We have to become like Nehemiah, where we're building with one hand and a sword in the other, ready to battle at all times. For those, I believe one of my friends, the prophetess, said, listen, for those of you, and I'm reiterating what she said, what the Spirit of the Lord gave her. She said it like this. For those of you who have gone through the process, who have toiled, who have cried, who have gone through test after test after trial, and have not given up on God, have continued to pursue, have continued to stand on His word, have continued to believe in what He said, have not been tricked or fallen by the wayside, this will be your season, where it shall be a season of rest. But do know this, if you have not gone through your process, this will not be a season of rest for you. I'm going to tell you like this, people of God. There are still some tried and true, saved, sure enough, saved, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, got Jesus on their side, as they would say, and running for their life, folk across the globe, black, white, and every other color that can possibly be, that believe God to the very core of their being, that have stood in the face of the enemy, that have withstood the test and trials, the winds that have blown, have stood in the eye of the storms and have not been overcome, and yet they're still standing. Yet they're still believing. Yet they're still trusting God. Yet they still have a praise on their lips. Yes, they still got a worship in their soul. Amen. Yes, their spirit has not changed. They still love God's people. They're still out there on the battlefield doing the work of the Lord. Those are the people, amen, that God is going to give that rest. And when I say rest, that does not mean that we stop working. But the rest means that now as He gives you the rest in the season, that you're still pursuing, you're pushing forth the kingdom vision, the kingdom assignment that He has given you, things become easier. There's a season of rest where God will allow you to rest and breathe as you're still moving forward. The things, the promises that He has spoken over you will begin to manifest in this season. But once again, let me make this very and very clear. These are for the ones who have endured. These are for the ones who have gone through the process. These are for the ones, amen, that God has tested and found, not wanting, found them faithful. These are the ones He's going to give the rest to. Amen. But always, and remember this, people of God, for those of you who have gone through the process, that when as God gives you the rest, this is not the time for you to lay back with your arms folded and your legs crossed and swinging in the hammock, amen, of life. That's not what this is. While God has opened up the gates and has given you the go and the favor you need to pursue everything that He has told you to pursue, grab everything you need to grab that He's told you to grab, speak to every person that He has put in your pathway to speak to, complete the missions, amen, that He's told you to complete with the time that He has given you, the season that He has given you. Do it and do it quickly, because the time will come and shall come when no one will be able to work. The time and the season will come again when the enemy will come to try you and buffet you again. You got to be ready. Even for those of us who have stood the test, the Holy Ghost keeps saying to me, be prepared, prepare. I need you to prepare, prepare. I'm saying that to someone tonight. We have to be prepared, because when those gates open, when he hits the green button and the doors fly open and he pushes you forward in front of the people or in front of the masses or whatever got the favor, whatever he's getting ready to drop in your lap, the contract, the business connection, the network that you have been seeking after, the building that you have been asking God for, the prayers are being answered that you have been praying and fasting for. As God hits that green button of go and things begin to happen, be prepared. This isn't the time to, well, hold on, I got to grab my, wait a minute, hold on, I got to grab, let me get my notebook over here. You know, I had to, let me write this speech real quick. No, boo, you got to be prepared right now. Prepare yourself now. Think of it like this. Every Olympian doesn't show up at the Olympics and begin to run the race or do the gymnastic stance, the program or the routine, excuse me, do the gymnastic routine. Or for those in the Winter Olympics, just get out there and just start ice skating or bobsledding. They don't just show up the day of the Olympics and begin to perform. They were practicing all that time, those years, up until the actual day of the Olympics. The same thing here. While the gates are still closed, even though we're sitting there at the starting gate, we need to already have everything prepared and ready to go. Because there's going to be some incidences where we only got one shot and one shot only. So you only got one time to make a first impression. And we only have that one time that God will allow us to speak. And we have to begin to speak and speak with clarity. That's not the time for you to run back to your car talking about, let me get my Bible. I'm going to get right with you. You need to have an answer right then and there. If he allows somebody to come on an elevator with you while you're going up to see a business professional, and you got 30 seconds to tell that person about Jesus, you better have something in your belly and a word in your mouth to give them and an answer. They don't need the tongue talking. They need the word, and they need deliverance. And then you have that moment. You may only have that first time to make that impression. So it is important that we prepare, and we prepare now. But for some of us, the spirit of fear has put a noose around our neck and is dragging us with the rope everywhere he wants to lead us. And we have become stagnant. We have become spiritually paralyzed. Amen. Because we've allowed fear, whether it's fear of failure, as my apostle preached on that series, whether it's fear of success, whether it's fear, doubt, unbelief, whatever it is that we use as an excuse to keep us from pursuing and obeying what God has called us to do. So for the next several weeks, or as the Holy Ghost lead me, we're going to go into scriptures that is going to combat that spirit of fear. It takes the word of God. It says we shall overcome by the word, the blood, testimony. We got to overcome. And it's the word of God that you sometimes need to use in all situations. Everything can't just be cast out. Some things we have to just fight with the word of God. We have to stand and trust that his word is true. Amen. And that whatever God spoke out of his mouth will not return unto him void. And you have to battle the enemy with the word of God. Even for some of us, you got to speak over your own mind, because your thoughts, amen, terrorize you. And so the spirit of terror Amen. Even in the night seasons when you sleep, you can't rest because you're fearful to even close your eyes because different spirits or different dreams that you have, spiritual dreams, or the enemy comes in your dreams and torments you to keep you bound in fear. As long as you're bound in fear, you're not being obedient to the word of God. You're not being obedient to what he's given you. So in other words, it doesn't matter how many times the prophet, the man of God, woman of God, or God himself comes to you and tells you who you are, whose you are, what you're going to do with your life, what he plans for your life, the things that you're going, that he's going to help you pursue and do for the kingdom of God, until you become confident in this very thing, which is his word, until you become confident that God has his hand upon you, until you begin to open up your mouth and begin to chop off that that spiritual demon's head, amen, like Goliath, and carry it around until you have the victory where it no longer carries you, but you carry it, amen. So as the Holy Spirit helps me for the next few weeks, to begin to get into this word and begin to really seek after, so that that spirit of fear, amen, will be broken over the lives of his people, amen, because we have a job to do, all of us. We got a job to do, and in a minute, like I said, God's getting ready to press that green button. Those floodgates are getting ready to open up, and you got to be ready. If you would please turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and 10. I'm actually reading out of two versions tonight, the New King James Version and then the Amplified Version. Amen. For more clarity, the King James Version and the Amplified Version on tonight. Reading out of the King James Version. And even as I minister tonight, I want you to take notes, and I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you and reveal things to you, reveal to get to the root of what's really going on. What is it that you're fearing? Something that God spoke to me. I had a dream. I'm going to go right back to the scripture, Isaiah 41 and verse 10. I had a dream, and just one segment of this dream was this, is that I was running. God gave me something to do. I was supposed to follow my husband, and it was for, we had to go to church. It was for ministry. And instead, I was lollygagging and dragging my feet. So my husband went on. He's like, I can't be late. I'm moving on. I'm going on before you. So I stayed back to conversate with the woman of God. But in the midst of me staying back, I became lost. My surroundings changed, where I was no longer familiar with where I was at. And then I found myself walking down the street, and I heard someone call to me and said, hey. But I chose to ignore the voice because I was too busy trying to find my way back to where I was going, back to making sure I get into contact with my husband. I was trying to find my way back to the location where he was. The person said, you're not just going to sit here and ignore me. You are going to pay attention to me. And then began to chase me down. In the meantime, while I'm running and ducking and dodging between buildings, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, cast it out. Cast it down. Say the third time, cast it down. And even while I was hearing his voice to tell me to cast it down, I still found myself running. For many of you, God has already spoken to you that you have the victory. When I questioned God, I said, what, what the heck was that about? And I got one part of it. For many of us, God has already told us to be at a certain place, but we have allowed ourselves to be distracted. Here's the thing about distractions. Distractions have to be allowed. We give permission to distractions. And for many of us, we like to be distracted because that means I don't have to deal with what's in front of me. What I have to deal with is going to cost me time. It's going to cost me issues. It may cause me to see something I don't want to deal with. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to fight it. I don't want to take time with it. So I allow myself to be distracted. For many of you, you're allowing yourself to be distracted. You keep saying it's the enemy. But remember, he's already gave us the victory. So we allow little things, we allow our children to come and distract us, we allow our job to distract us, we allow relationships to distract us, we allow sometimes even going to church 24/7 to distract us, we allow people to get on our nerves and our emotions, we allow television and social media, we allow those things, everything to distract us from what God has told us where to be. So for some of you, he's already told you, you need to be here, and we've allowed distractions to come to keep us off the path. From getting there. And in the process, now that we're ready to move, we've become discombobulated because now the territory is completely unfamiliar to us, and where we should already be in a certain place where there was a straight path and a clear path, now our vision has become cloudy, our hearing has become dull, and then we end up on the street, amen, where we are now prey to the enemy. So now, we ask for forgiveness. We find ourselves here. We're like, God, help us, get us up out of this place. We're going to do better. I promise you, Lord, help me, God, clean, give me a clean heart. We pray, we repent. God says, okay, now I need you to return back to where I originally told you to go. But now, a spirit has been sent to buffet us. Now, here's the interesting thing. In the dream, thank you, Holy Ghost, because as he's revealing, the spirit that was sent to buffet me, even though it was chasing me, it was returning me back to his original word. For many of us, some of you, amen, you're trying to get the new word, a fresh revelation, but all God is doing is reverting you right back, turning you right back to what he originally said for you to do. When you do the original thing he's called you to do, then everything else will begin to line up and come into place. So, he still uses the enemy for his purpose. Remember, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God will build up a standard. The enemy can't do anything that God will not allow him to do. All the while I was running, that enemy was, and I'm ducking and dodging between buildings, the enemy was pushing me. As I'm running, I was going right back to where I was originally was supposed to be, which was to meet my husband at the ministry or at the church or wherever we were supposed to be at that location. That's where it was pushing me to. And for some of you, the Spirit of the Lord has the enemy right on your heels because he's causing you to do a U-turn and putting you right back on track because you've been trying to stay on the outskirts. So he's put the heat on you. And he's pushing you and pulling you right back to where he originally called you to be. But now in the meantime, the Holy Spirit said, cast it out, cast it down. Lord spoke to me and said, I've already given you the victory over something that you keep asking me to do. What has God given you the victory over? What has the Spirit of the Lord truly given you the victory over? It lies within you. You have to speak it out of your mouth. When you begin to open up your mouth and begin to speak, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you say, the Bible said, you shall have what you say. We're sitting up here praying and asking the Holy Spirit, God, cast it out. When he said, no, I've given you. The Bible says that he's given us power over the enemy. So, certain things you've been waiting for people to lay hands on you. You've been waiting for people to reveal it, and you've been waiting for the prophets and the apostles to come and speak it and cast it down. When all the while God closes their eyes to it because he's giving you the victory. He's waiting for you to speak. He's waiting for you to cast down out of your mouth, man of God, out of your mouth, woman of God, begin to speak what you want done in the name of Jesus, according to his word. But we have allowed fear. So when I should have been speaking, I've been waiting. I'm waiting, God, deliver me. Wait, I'm waiting for you to touch it. I'm waiting for you to deal with it. I'm waiting for you to cast it out. And he specifically said, no, because I've given you the power to cast it out. Use my name. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall heal the sick. In my name, use his name. Fear, evidence of things that are appearing that are really not real, but they appear real. Isaiah 41 and 10 says this, reading out of the New King James. He says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In other words, why are we shaken? Why are we concerned about things that God has already given us victory over? Why are we concerned about things that really have nothing to do with us? The enemy has you looking at things from a warped perception. He has you looking at things from clouded vision. And when vision is cloudy, there's no way you can see correctly. Many years ago, my aunt, who's gone on to be with the Lord, Aunt Dot, had cataracts for a number of years in one eye. And she was fearful of getting surgery on that eye. So therefore, she just allowed the cataract to go until she became completely blind in the one eye. But I asked her one day when I was a child, I said, "What is it that you see in that through that eye before it just became completely blind?" She said, "Baby, everything that I look at looks cloudy." She said, "I can see things, but it's just a cloud that is in my eye." And for some, when we allow fear to cloud our vision, fear clouds our vision, fear clouds our mental capacities as well, and we make decisions and we do things and we say things out of a driven emotion of fear, evidence of things that are appearing real that are really not. Fear will cause you to hear things that were not said. Fear will cause you to say things that were never meant to be said. Fear will cause you to make decisions, rush decisions, haphazard decisions that should have never been made, that will cost you in the end. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." He will help us. He holds our right hand. That right hand is a hand of authority. That right hand is a hand of strength. That right hand is a hand of power. The right hand. And God is saying tonight, listen, I will hold you up. I'm going to hold you with my right hand. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Because I got you. 14 says this, "Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." He's on our side. I've said it before and I'll say it again. God is for you. God is for you and God is for me. He would not have taken the time to pour himself into. He would have not taken the time to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on our behalf so that we could not complete our assignments in the earth, so we could not complete his assignment in the earth. He says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." In the Amplified Version, It says this, fear not, same verse, there is nothing to fear. I need you to get this in your spirit tonight. I need you to keep speaking this even as you sleep. I need you to, that this needs to be the very last thing that you hear your mouth, out of your mouth say, and the very first thing you hear out of your mouth when you wake up. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to speak the word. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. And harden you to difficulties. You thought he was trying to kill you. You thought the enemy, you was blaming everything on the enemy. The devil this, the devil that, the devil this. The enemy trying to do this, the enemy trying to do that. When all the while, God was trying to harden you, strengthen you up, grow you up, mature you up, so that when the difficulties come, you don't sweat it. You go through it. You endure it. Those difficulties didn't come to kill you. They came to only make you strong. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. In other words, when challenges come, you don't fall to the wayside. You don't fall apart. You're not over there in the corner trying to take pills and pop and drink yourself under a table. You're not somewhere finding yourself trying to sleep around and, oh, I could comfort me, somebody comfort me. You're not running around. He said, I will harden you to difficulties. But he said, listen, he said, don't even look for terror. Don't even be dismayed. Even as things are going on around us, everything we hear on the news, amen, things that we hear at work, just life in general that goes on around. And I'm not making light of anything that has seriously happened. Amen. We should be aware. We should be crying aloud, spare not, and most definitely praying for what is going on in this world. But nevertheless, he said, listen, as you look around, he said, do not look around in terror. Do not be dismayed. Do not be scared to walk out your front door. Do not be fearful of everywhere your foot treads. Don't worry about it. He said, listen, I am your God. I got you. As long as purpose is on your life, as long as I have a purpose, you have not fulfilled everything, do not sweat it. Now, I'm not saying go out there and be foolish. I'm not saying that at all. But he's saying, listen, don't be afraid to complete what I've called you to complete. Don't be afraid to do what I have told you and spoken for you to do. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. In other words, those very weak areas that all of us have in this thing called flesh. By the time God gets done with you, if you allow him to, he will make sure that you have already built up a shield to it. You got a problem with people talking about you? He'll make sure that you have hardened to that. Well, you don't care if anybody says anything about you. You're going to complete the assignment. God will make sure that those things that you can, that you hold most dear, amen, that really don't represent him or have become an idol, he will make sure that those things will be challenged to the point that if you ever see it again, it'll be very none too soon. In the difficulties is where we learn him. In the difficulties is where we find him. In the difficulties is where we hear his voice the most. He said, I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. You're not in this by yourself, son and daughter. You're not in it by yourself. Man and woman of God, you're not in it by yourself. He is there to help. That's why you haven't succumbed. That's why you haven't gone under. You may feel like you're being ripped apart. Sometimes you may feel that your very mind is being torn in half. I'm even speaking now that there's a peace of God for someone who just is so stressed out beyond belief. They feel like their mind is going to snap because of the stress. And I speak now the very peace of God to guard your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. I speak now the very peace of God will begin to soften that heart, that your blood pressure will begin to come down, that you've been under such stress and tests that your body has just been just going and going until you know the doctor is like, you're about to have a stroke. You need to calm yourself down. I'm speaking now the peace of God, that the angels of the Lord will begin to minister to you right wherever you are right now. They will begin to talk to you and lay their hands on your heart. Amen. That they will bring your blood pressure down. Amen. That the weight that you have been gaining because of stress, for those of you who have been gaining weight, you've just been eating everything that's in sight, whatever you can put your hand on, you're eating because you're so stressed out, that he will begin to curb your appetite in Jesus' name. That when you sleep tonight, oh God, that we bind the very demon that's trying to stress you to the point of breaking. We curse him right now at the very root. And we release the angels to surround your bedside right now in Jesus' name. And we speak that this will be a night of peace and rest unlike ever that you've never had. That you won't have to take another pill to close your eyes so that the voices will be silenced. We bind it up in Jesus' name. That you will have rest in your soul. Peace in your mind. That when you open your eyes, that you're going to see clearly. That the vision will no longer be cloudy. That you will have the answer that you seek. And that God will put a hedge of protection around you. So even as the flames may be raging and the water may be rising up, you won't feel a thing because there will be a peace upon you. God said he will help you. I'm in his word. He's going to strengthen you in the hard difficulties. I'm in his word. He said, I will help you. I will hold you up and retain you. So in other words, the enemy is not going to take you out. He's going to retain you with his victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Oh, God is a just God. He sees the injustice. He said, I'm going to hold it up. I'm going to bring whatever is unjust, that is unjust in your life, I'm going to bring justice to it. Yes, yes, God. We thank you. He said, listen. Behold, all they who are enraged and inflamed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. They who have strived against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. And like I said in the beginning, if you have gone through the process, you're going to come into a season of rest. Every voice that the enemy has sent against you shall be silenced. Every plan that the enemy has tried to raise up against you to take you out shall perish. Put the word on it. Put the word on it. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do. God's upholding you right now in this season, boo. He's upholding you in his righteous right hand. He will make sure that you will not be overtaken. So now, listen, you don't no longer have to fear anything. He's giving you the power to cast it out. He's giving you the power to cast it down in my name, in his name, not your name, his name. Use the name. And I think Martin Munizzi saying the song says, say the name. Say the name of Jesus. Sometimes that's all you got. Use what you got. Amen. Isaiah 41 and 13 says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord." That's what he said. He said, "I am the Lord who says to you, fear not, I will help you." How can we fear when God himself is saying, "Listen, I got you"? See, many of us, we've been trying to look to family and friends, apostle and prophet, other people of the faith, and nothing is wrong with looking to them. In fact, I'm not saying you shouldn't receive strength from them, but it comes a point in time, amen, that after you've leaned on them for so long, it comes a point where it's just you and Jesus. And you got to hold on to him and trust him. Amen? Let's pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, I thank you and I bless your holy name for all that you have done. Thank you right now that you are bringing deliverance in the lives of your people. God, we thank you right now that you're breaking the chains off of someone's mindset, that you're delivering and closing the door to the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt and unbelief. God, we thank you right now that you're uprooting from out of us the fear of success and the fear of failure. God, we thank you that you are unclouding our vision tonight in the name of Jesus. And mouth of the talebearer and shut in the mouth of the enemy, God, that wants to torment us in the night season. God, we thank you for binding him up. We speak now in Jesus' name that he is rendered powerless in the name of Jesus, that fear will no longer overtake. We cast him down and out of our lives in Jesus' name. God, we bless you and we praise you and we glorify you for all that you have done. You are a mighty God. You are a great God. You are a magnificent God. We thank you in Jesus' name. If you are not saved, please pray this prayer with me. Father, I am a sinner. Come into my heart and into my life. Make your abode within me, O God. I want to live for you. I'll do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. Listen, I want you, amen, to join me again next week, Thursday night, 7 p.m., for the conclusion of the matter as we go into the next phase of the series of fear and how to overcome it. Amen. We must overcome it with his word. Amen. And as long as you stand on his word, God will prove himself just. Amen. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen, amen, of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, sending our love out to each and every one of you. Join us again Friday night, amen, for Jam, Jesus and Me Ministries at 7 p.m. right here, www.ctkr.org. Listen and see us live. Love each and every one of you to life. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Have a wonderful evening.